Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Numbers 419-525. M.R., Number 469. E.G. White. Biographical Items for Ellen, by Paul Ricciuti. I prize my being all to myself, unless graced with your presence. I miss you and would love to be with you if this was the will of God. We arrived here the evening of the 4th, July 3rd, about 11 o'clock. We were just in time for the 4th of July celebration and to witness the procession of the birds of paradise. The leader was represented as an Indian warrior, then followed the Continentals, the signers of the Declaration of Independence dressed as they dressed, powdered hair, short breeches, and leggings. Some things were really interesting and some ridiculous. Last Saturday night, I fell heavily after getting out of a sleigh. Sunday, I was taken to the office to attend 2 board meetings and carried up in a chair. I have not been able to step on my right foot at all. I use crutches. Dr. Kellogg came Tuesday morning and told me I had a very bad ankle. The ligaments were torn loose from the ankle, which swung the heel round out of place. He said I would not be able to use it at all for 6 weeks, and perhaps not for 2 months. He fears it will always be weak in spite of everything they can do. He put it in splints, but I was so nervous I could not keep them on through the night. Last night succeeded better. He did not bring the heel fully in place. Tonight he has brought it nearer in place. It is quite painful. In coming from Sarah's to our house, I slipped and fell, wrenching my foot backwards and putting my ankle out of joint. In rising, it flew back again. I can hobble around a little with crutches, but I will not murmur or complain. As my husband stopped, after riding a few miles, to arrange the pack, I rode on to overtake some of our company ahead. I soon noticed my horse began to shy, and saw that my pack had become loosened and was dangling around his heels. I slipped my foot from the stirrup, and in a moment more would have been free. I arose in much pain, nervous and trembling. I took my seat in the saddle with less confidence than when I mounted my pony 2 days before. Released, January 9th, 1976.